This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Time for some straight talk on immigration and amnesty. Welcome to the podcast here, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You're listening to healthrangerreport.com. And I've lived in South America. I lived in Ecuador for 2 years. I've traveled throughout many other countries of South America. I was, well, at one time, pretty fluent in conversational Spanish. And I've lived in Asia. And I've lived in many different states around America. And here's what I can tell you from my observations. And this is a harsh truth. This is not going to be politically correct. The reason so many refugees want to come to America from Central and South America is because their countries have been turned into economic crap holes. And why? Why are their own countries economic crap holes, such as currently Venezuela, for example? Well, it's because the people there keep voting for socialism. It's because they are predominantly leftists. There's something about Central and South Americans where they love to be ruled by corruption, and they keep voting for it. And they don't understand individual liberty. They really don't. I know, because again, I've lived there and I've talked to people. And this idea of individual liberty, this idea of economic mobility, the idea of questioning your corrupt leaders is not something that is really embraced by many Central and South Americans. I know there are exceptions, and I'm not attacking the ethics and morality of the people there because I've met some really great people, many great individuals. But as a whole, the countries are turned into crap holes, economically speaking, because these people tend to support left-wing tyranny. And so they want to flee these countries now because, you know, they're tired of dumpster diving for food in Venezuela, or they're tired of the drug cartel corruption in Mexico, or they're tired of the human trafficking in certain Central American countries that shall go unnamed for the moment. But they're just tired of it. They're tired of the economic despair, the politicians kowtowing to the masses with more handouts. They're tired of the government price controls that lead to shortages of supplies across, you know, Ecuador, Peru, Colombia, Bolivia, on and on. I mean, so there's something about South American politicians. They love price controls because they don't understand free markets. They are horrible at free market economics, just horrible at it. And so they turn their own countries into economic crap holes more often than not. And the people flee and they want to come to America. Why? Well, because America is not an economic crap hole. Because America it's the land of opportunity. So they want to come to America to escape their own countries. The problem is they bring to America the same belief system that caused their own countries to become crap holes. So the more of these people that we allow into America, the more they're going to turn America into an economic crap hole, because that's what they're familiar with. Those are the kind of people they vote for. Those are the politicians that they put in office. Politicians that produce economic crap holes. And those politicians, by the way, are called Democrats or leftists. So we should be very careful about immigration. And I say this, by the way, as someone whose wife is a legal immigrant. Yes, we went through the immigration process. My wife stood in line. We went through the, 5-year-plus wait period, interviews with the INS, chest x-rays, medical evaluation, all the stuff that used to be required. We did it legally. We did it by following the rules. But now all these leftists want to say that Mexicans and Venezuelans and El Salvadorians, all these people should just be able to walk in illegally, don't go through the rules, don't have a background check, and then what? Just be granted magically citizenship? This is what the left wants? Nonsense. That's rewarding criminal behavior. It's rewarding cheaters. It's rewarding those who cut in the line and bypassed the laws and were not subjected to background checks, which is why there's so many gang members that come in from Mexico in particular and some other countries, because there's no background checks being done on these people. They just walk across the border. And then the left wants them to be granted amnesty. Well, why does the left really want them to be granted amnesty? The answer is because these people tend to vote for Democrats. They vote for handouts. Because that's the culture. Predominantly, that's the culture of Central and South America, is big government, welfare, handouts, and socialism. And look at the results that it has got them. Look at Mexico City. Look at the drug war, collapse, the death, the suffering in Mexico, because citizens can't defend themselves with firearms because Mexico doesn't have a Second Amendment. Look at the desperation in Venezuela. Look at that. People are starving to death. People are standing in lines at grocery stores for sometimes 6 to 8 hours a day to get the caloric equivalent of one bowl of cereal or something. Sometimes not even that. It is disastrous. These economic policies are disastrous. That's what the left stands for, though, is big government, socialism, price controls, which of course result in shortages, and then they use police state tactics to criminalize retail operations and grocery stores and bakeries in places like Venezuela. Look at how the government criminalizes bread stores there for using flour to make pastries. Because that flour could be used to make bread, and bread is price controlled at a very low... I mean, the bread shops can't even stay in business if they follow the law. Government just mandates price controls that destroy retail establishments. I mean, but this is the left. This is why Venezuela has turned into an economic crap hole, even though Venezuela's citizens are themselves very educated people. A shockingly high number of Venezuelans have college degrees. Many of them have master's degrees. Many of them have PhDs. I mean, a much higher percentage there than in America. But you ask, well, if they're so smart, how did they let their government become such a horrible government? Well, the answer is universities are left-wing recruitment hubs. Universities push leftism. Universities push the kind of policies that lead to despotism, that lead to tyranny. Universities don't teach real economics anymore. They don't even teach real skills in many cases. You can have a whole country full of people with PhDs and they can still be dumpster diving for food, starving to death because of bad economic policies due to left-wing socialism. Do you want to turn America into Venezuela? If so, just grant amnesty to all the illegals and let them start voting into power, all these left-wing politicians who will turn America into a crap hole. Because again, that's what Democrats always do. Democrats aren't very bright. Democrats don't understand economics. They don't understand cause and effect. But they always love power, and they'll use it to abuse the citizens until they have a situation like eventually North Korea. North Korea is the logical extension of the Democrat Party in America today, or perhaps the old Soviet Union might be a better comparison. So that's why we have to have strong border security. We have to have a merit-based immigration system. We have to make sure that everybody stands in line. If you want to immigrate to America, you got to have the background check. You got to have the medical check. You got to go through the process. That's not too much to ask. Most countries in the world have a process of immigration, and it's a strict process, and that's what we need in America. Not anti-immigration. My wife's an immigrant. I'm pro legal immigration. I'm pro enforcing the rules of immigration. And I'm also hoping that you understand the risks of mass amnesty and mass illegal immigration and DACA and all that, because if the Democrats get their way, and that's the only reason Democrats like refugees and immigrants is because they all vote Democrat. The Democrats get their way, they're going to turn America into Venezuela. And then everyone suffers. So follow more of my work at naturalnews.com. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.